One of the winners of these elections and a newcomer to Parliament, the Public Affairs Party, clearly owes its success to its leader, Radek Jon, a former TV journalist who is a household name in the Czech Republic. His investigative program on commercial TV Nova focused on uncovering corruption, something the party has promised to do in top politics as well. However, aside from its self-proclaimed role of watchdog, the party's background and ambitions remain unclear, even to its potential coalition partners. Ruth Frankova spoke to political analyst Vladimira Dvořáková and asked her first what made public affairs so appealing to voters.
On the Czech political scene, there is no anti-establishment party, something that's quite normal in many countries. Anti-establishment parties are such parties that are very populist. They do have a strong leader that's able to appeal the public, and we know that Radek Jon was a very popular moderator at the commercial TV. So there was such a space for such a party. Very often such parties are partly xenophobic or anti-immigration. Here in this case, to big surprise, we can say that this is not part of this party. They do criticize the establishment. They do criticize the behavior of the political parties. Fortunately, there is no xenophobia or anti-immigration appeal.
What do we actually know about public affairs? What is their background?
This is what you don't know. Some of the analysts are speaking about some direct economic interest. That means they are saying, yes, this was an interest group that formed a political party to realize their interest. This is one opinion that's present here. The party gained a lot of money for its support, so the question is, where were the money from? Which groups did support it? But we don't know what would be the behavior or the position of the party later. There is, for instance, one phenomenon that's quite surprising, and this was that all the candidates for parliament had to sign a proclamation that they would vote in the way how it would be decided by the leadership of the party. That's something that's going against the representative mandate and independence of the MP. This is against something that we can connect more with some radical right-wing parties, and it's something that I can't understand why young people are accepting.
Now, obviously, I wanted to ask you what we can actually expect from this party and what role it is going to play in the government.
The party probably will form a coalition. This is the most probable scenario, so there would be formed a 3-members coalition of ODS, Top09 and Public Affairs. On the other hand, we are not sure how strongly this party would be able to find and accept the compromises. There is other possibility that there will be 2-member coalition and Public Affairs will give some support for the formation of the cabinet, and they would support the cabinet and the laws only in the moment when it would be acceptable for the party.
Political analyst Vladimira Dvořáková.